Good morning, John. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good morning.
I see today that Irish charities and social enterprise Camara Education gave the 500,000 child digital literacy as a result of your work to improve education and livelihood skills in countries such as Africa, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we just hit the 500,000 milestone. So, we're very excited about it in Camara. I mean, really what we're about is giving students that don't have access to technology, access to technology, and giving them the really critical skill these days of how to use a computer and digital literacy, so how to source information specifically to improve their education. So absolutely critical this day and age, and yeah, it's a great milestone to hit.
Well, we here at Near FM have spoken to Camara several times over the last few years.
Yeah.
How long has the organisation been up and running, John?
We've been going since 2005, so it's been good progress to get to the 500,000 in 7 years. But we're hoping over the next 3 years to turn the 500,000 into 2 million. So the things are only going north from here and upwards and onwards.
2 million is a bit of a big ask, though, John, is it? Or do you feel confident that you can achieve that target?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we've grown quite significantly over the 7 years, we think we can do it. And what we're focused on in the next 3 years is not just, you know, sourcing and shipping more computers, but is actually trying to work with the schools more, improve the quality of the teacher training that we do, so that the access to the students is for more hours in the week. On average, in a Camara lab, I mean, the students get 10 hours a week at the moment. We'd like to push that up to 20 in the next 3 years. Obviously, most schools are open for about 30 hours a week. So if we can get to 20, that would be a good result.
How does that compare hours-wise with schools in Ireland, for example?
Yeah, well, I'd be including Ireland in those numbers. I mean, in Ireland, it is a bit better. I mean, the rates of digital literacy are higher, and a lot of teachers are already technology proficient. While in Africa, I mean, we're really dealing from scratch, so they would be further up. So we're also trying to improve the access and really supporting the schools, you know, not after they get their technology and their training, in terms of how can they use it more and even improve the quality of what they use it for.
I see that since 2005, John, over 35,000 computers have been sent to over 1,650 schools in Africa, Jamaica and Ireland. Are all those computers sourced in Ireland, or are do you get them from other parts of Europe?
Yeah, today they're all from Ireland, which is pretty incredible. And to get 35,000 out, we need to bring in, we would have brought in close to 70,000, so about one in every two meets our specs. So we're only sending out the very best of stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of computers, it's a lot of schools. I mean, of the 1,600 or so schools, we passed the 100 mark in Ireland. So, you know, very excited about that, because Ireland only came on stream about 2 years ago for us. And, you know, as we know these days, I mean, schools are really under pressure resource-wise, and, you know, they're really taken actually to the Camara model to be able to get refurbished hardware and to give access to their students, where ordinarily they wouldn't have any access at all.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Joe, what happens? You said that one in two get sent abroad. What happens to all the bits of equipment? That's a strange question, maybe, if you'd find, but what happens to all the bits of equipment that aren't used? Are they recycled in some sense?
Yeah, they're recycled. So, I mean, you know, environmentally, the best option for technology, well, for anything, is for it to be reused, because it saves people having to manufacture a new product. But the second best option is recycling. So, yeah, any of the stuff that we don't reuse, we would put through an authorised we recycler.
Yeah, okay. I was of the opinion before recently that only PCs were acceptable by Camara for use, but that's not true, is it, John?
No, well, we take desktops, laptops, and we're now kind of dipping into the smartphone area as well. I mean, it's any device really that can meet the educational outcome. So, you know, that the students can access information on for their various subjects and the various topics that they can play games on, so that they're learning not only the skill of how to use technology, but also they're getting the educational hit. So, yeah, it's a bit broader than just desktops.
Yeah, okay. So the 500,000 student was from the Holy Tree Academy in Mombasa in Kenya, is that right?
That's That's right, yeah. So, yeah, Salim is their name. So it's great. I mean, Kenya is actually a great country for us. It's been really, really positive for us. And, you know, in the last 3 years, digital literacy in Kenya has risen from 2% to 26%. So now a quarter of the population are kind of conversant with technology. So they're having a major digital revolution over there. And it's funny, when you talk to people about Africa, they think of famines and hunger. But actually, the reality of Africa these days is that it's really thriving. There's still a huge amount of poverty. So it's going to take quite some time to eradicate that. But it's a thriving place, and it's great that, you know, Kamara has been part of that. And, you know, we hope that Kenya is the first of many countries in Africa that, you know, will start to really see that technology revolution.
Yeah, well, you've mentioned Kenya. They'll probably be in the forefront of the IT revolution in that sense, and with schools in the sense of teaching computers. What other countries in Africa? You just mentioned other countries there, but specifically, are there any others that would be coming up fast behind Kenya in that regard?
Yeah, so one of our other African countries is Zambia is very progressive as well at the moment. I mean, I was just there last September myself, and I hadn't been there for about 10 years, and I was really impressed with how much they've progressed. And, you know, there's a real... Mm-hmm. Real transformation taking place there. And again, the schools in Zambia are demanding technology. You know, they're not sitting back as they would have in previous decades. They're saying, this is our right, we need this, we need to know computers. Because, I mean, you know, they're thinking, unless they have a manual type job after school, I mean, if they're working in an office or in any many areas, I mean, they need to know how to use computers, you know, and otherwise they're not going to either create employment but also get employment. So Zambia is a really big country. I mean, the other country that springs to mind is Ethiopia. Is actually hugely progressive in terms of what they want to do in ICT and education. Their plans for ICT and education are really, really impressive. And, you know, we're having some really interesting discussions with them at the moment about how we can support that.
Yeah, John, just I noticed too that computers have been sent to schools in Ireland. Can you tell me briefly about that?
Yeah, so just last year we just hit the 100 school mark for Ireland. So I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, you know, we were kind of getting criticised, probably quite rightly, that, you know, we were sending away a lot of actually really good computers to other countries when there's a lot of schools in Ireland that don't have access to the resources. So in response to that, we set up Kamara Ireland. And it's been really successful because, you know, the pressure on schools in Ireland is massive, and there's a lot of schools. Some private schools obviously have plenty of resources, and we don't work with the more affluent schools. It's only the underprivileged schools that we work with. And they've been very receptive to what Kamara has on offer. And, you know, thanks to people who are donating their technology, we're now able to say that over 100 schools in Ireland have technology, and kids are getting access to technology that they wouldn't have without those donors and Kamara.
Yeah, John, just the last question. Is your organisation government funded at all to any degree?
Yeah, well, we do get some funding from Irish Aid for a programme we run for them in Zambia, which is really about trying to understand the impact of ICT in education. So, you know, we're very excited about that. We just started that last year, and it's year one of 4 years. So hopefully by the end of that, we'll really have quantified, you know, the impact of putting technology into schools.
Yeah. So, okay, John, that's great. So so you would be saying to people, please keep donating your computers and laptops and whatever to Kamara to keep the good work going, isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's critical. The demand, as I say, in these countries is just massive, and that's the pressure we have, is trying to service that demand. So, you know, if you have a PC sitting on the desk at home or in the office, or you've even the cables and the power leads, you know, the power leads, the mice, the peripherals were short and all that stuff. So if you think there's no use for it, you're wrong. Get it down to us. Okay. We're in Chapel, is it? And we'll make sure it goes to a good home.
You're in the industrial estate in Chapel, isn't that right?
In the industrial estate in Chapel, is it, yeah.
Okay, so if people want to get in touch with you to ask about opening times and that sort of thing, who can they get in touch with?
Yeah, the best thing to do is our website is kamara.org, kamara.org. And yeah, all the details are in there. But it's standard office hours in Chapel, is it, industrial estate.
Okay, John, that's great. Thanks very much for taking the call today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.